Republicans, Pelosi Bears Responsibility for January 6th Tragedy. By Wendell Hasebo on July 27, 2021. Republicans slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and her January 6th Crucifix Committee on Monday as a pre-written narrative in that she bears responsibility as Speaker of the House for the tragedy. It's clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi has cherry-picked the members to serve on this committee. She has pre-written a narrative. Only members who will stick to her talking points are allowed to serve on this committee. Representative Jim Banks, RID, said during a press conference before the first committee hearing begins. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, said she believes that Nancy Pelosi bears responsibility as Speaker of the House for the tragedy that occurred on January 6 for not having enough law enforcement protecting the Capitol. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tweeted about his grievances with Pelosi's sham committee. Why was the Capitol left so vulnerable that day? Why wasn't the National Guard here? Why didn't we have a better security posture? What changes are needed to make sure it never happens again? He asked. McCarthy also said during his speech that on January 6, these brave officers were put into a vulnerable and impossible position because the leadership at the top has failed. On Monday, McCarthy designated Representative Liz Cheney, RY, and Representative Adam Kinzinger, REL, who will serve on the committee at Pelosi's request, Pelosi Republicans. The comments come as Kinzinger stated Sunday after accepting Pelosi's appointment to the Crucifix Committee that lies and conspiracies have threatened our self-governance. For months we have searched for answers and what process we should use to get them. For months, lies and conspiracy theories have been spread, threatening our self-governance, Kinzinger said in a statement. Cheney on Tuesday morning said about the investigation, I think that Congressman Jordan may well be a material witness for the event on January 6, and that there are some in my party, including Leader McCarthy, who continue to act as though this is about partisan politics. I think it's really sad. I think it's a disgrace.